speaking of a Burger King, as bloggers go, it was a whooper. Women belong in the kitchen for Burger King's United Kingdom division. Those five words tweeted on International Women Day is promoted by a day of flame grilled outrage for social users. The tweet was meant to be a humorous tease for a campaign promoting a cooking scholarship for female employees, but it fell flat. Follow-up tweets put the first tweet in context if they want to, of course. Yet only 20% of chefs are women. We are on the mission to exchange the gender ratio. Unfortunately for Burger King, many Twitter users never got past that first tweet, which hung there for hours and attracted a litany of abusive comments. The fast food gains social media terms spent the rest of the due issuing explanations and apologize, and finally removed the tweet. The campaign worked much better in print. In the United States, the Burger King Foundation ran a full-page ad yesterday in New York Times with the same headline: "Women belong in a kitchen," emblazoned above the fold in a huge font. The ad offered immediate content through the copy. Fine dining kitchens, food truck kitchens, award-winning kitchens, casual dining kitchens, ghost kitchens, Burger King kitchen. If there's a professional kitchen, women belong there. Yeah, Burger King founded a helping equalize restaurant scholarship will give two female employees a grant of $25,000 each to use the towards culinary education. It's a worthy program for McCrodo, a global chef marketing officer at restaurant brand International Burger King parent company told Fast Company. "It's a real shame that it's getting lost on the UK conversation," said McCrodo. "In the end, that intentions began. What we are doing here is really good, and the whole thing is more than just an ad or a tweet, but the discussion here." Still, the backlash against Burger King may turn out to be a storm in a teacup compared to a recent PR disasters of hate. A Nazi symbol integrated into a stage designed at conservative political action conference held earlier this month at the Hyatt Regency in Orlando, Florida, fueled a campaign to boycott the hospitality brand. Hopefully you guys got some value in this. If you got value, just leave a feedback on it. That will be helpful for me. Thank you.